clever. Just when you thought that you'd seen everything, someone else comes up with a new neat trick. What am I talking about? How three Czech fans got on stage not long ago with the Irish rock group U2. In the front rows of a packed stadium in Berlin, they held up signs saying they knew how to play one of U2's songs. And it worked. The trio got invited up. But the real trick wasn't getting on stage, as unlikely as that was. That was the easy part. No, it was the performing that must have really been tough. Not that you could tell. All three of the Czechs were calm, cool, and self-assured under pressure, performing with legends in front of 80,000, Bono singing. The worst time you could possibly ever mess up, that would have to be it. Of course they didn't. The trio, who play in a U2 tribute band at home, did just fine, as you can see for yourself on YouTube. For me, that is the Czech clip to top all Czech clips on the website so far. There haven't been many, certainly, that have made similar headlines, maybe a few. Other Czech clips on the site from a few years back included police officers using their traffic paddles as ping-pong rackets, or a boy in a gym known as Šílený Ota, Crazy Ota, showing it is possible to bounce one's body cartoon-like off a wall and live. The latter inspired imitators from Canada to Brazil, and to date more than 3 million people have viewed it. Not bad, I guess. But playing with a band like U2, that has to beat it. At a dinner party I was at recently, the story of the Czech U2 guys came up along with the inevitable question, who would you perform with, if you could? Not an easy answer. One person said an R&B singer I'd never heard of, another Kurt Cobain, if he were still around. Me? I couldn't say. It would help if I at least had some musical talent. I don't even sing at home, for fear I'd break our IKEA wine glasses. If you compared me singing to anyone, it would be to Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia, except there, he sings like an angel. He's also one of the best-looking men on the planet. No, I learned my lesson about getting up on stage. I wouldn't even get up beside a projected image, as in karaoke, and I'm a big Lost in Translation fan. The truth is, I did once get up. A big mistake. I thought I would belt my way through a Beatles cover just to get through it. But that wasn't the recipe for success. There were around a dozen sad people in that sad bar whose looks were daggers. Daggers. I still wake up shivering sometimes remembering that performance. Well, I exaggerate. But still. Of course, the U2 guys, as real musicians, they obviously knew what they were doing. They could play in a bar just as well as in front of 80,000. They weren't caught by surprise even when Bono switched to Michael Jackson lyrics. They'd rehearsed for over a year, and when I spoke to the drummer, it was obvious he was a longtime fan. So it was a calculated risk. Still, you can't help but admire their bravado. This was U2. This wasn't karaoke in some dive or playing ping pong with a cop or splatting against a wall somewhere in some sweaty gym.
This week's letter from Prague was by Jan Velazquez.